In the paper, I mentioned a few common definitions for small cell, for distributed antenna system. Those were the things that you usually hear, not network node. But in the essentially for us, there's really only one important definition, and that's the statutory definition. When we were testifying on this bill at the legislature, we kept hearing the legislators refer to these network nodes as something that was the size of an iPad. And I said, well, if that were true, they should have written it that way. They did not. The term includes equipment associated with wireless communications, the transceiver, the cables. It doesn't include an electric generator or a pole or a micro tower, but they are allowed to put up poles. And then we have some pictures here. I'm going to let Don discuss the pictures a little more.
Okay. Before I jump into the pictures, I know you being humans, you're thinking what I would think if a speaker strode to the podium and had a sling and a cast. You only have one question. What happened? So I think I might have jinxed myself. So for the first time, I put in my bio for this presentation that I was an avid cyclist. And on March 3rd, I took a spill off my bicycle, and this is the result of it. And I do want to stop the rampant speculation by those who know how vitriolic and acrimonious the legislative fight with these small cell providers was. I was not beaten up by small cell providers. So, okay, just stop that. Okay, so what is a network node? Let me get my clicker here. We thought the best way is with pictures. So if they're worth 1,000 words, then there's a bunch of words in here. Here's the one on the left is from College Station here in Texas. And it's an example of how the, you know, it's not the clean, beautiful poles that you sometimes see. The one on the right is actually from California. And that's what happens when you have multiple nodes on a single pole. And that's why a lot of cities don't allow that.